welcome to our podcast, Survival Guide to Mastering Your First Year of University, directly from the campus of the HHU. My name is Chiara.
And I'm Olivia. And in this podcast, we're going to share some tips with you which will help you get through your first semester very relaxed. We accumulated these tips from experiences we've had this far in our studies. I'm currently in my fourth semester, so I've been going to the HHU for almost 2 years now. If you're curious, my major is English Studies and my minor is Linguistics. How long have you been at it, Chiara?
Thank you, Olivia. I am currently in my 12th semester and my major is also English Studies and my minor is Modern Japan.
Great! To make it easier for our listeners to follow our podcast, we grouped all of our tips in different categories. Chiara is going to start off by telling you a little about all of the places you can eat on campus. Then I am going to tell you all about the places where you can study in peace for all of these hundreds of exams you're going to write. Then following after that are places to relax, important websites and some do's and don'ts. Chiara, why don't you start with our first category?
Okay! Places to eat at is one of the most important categories as hungry minds don't work very well. The canteen at the Universitätsstraße is a cheap and fast alternative to cooking at home and the meals change daily. There are main categories of dishes like vegetarian, meat meals, soup, pasta, salad or schnitzel and the vegan-friendly green corner. Please also remember that there is a second location of the canteen at the Science Building in 2522, so you can check out which one is closer to you. The disadvantage is that it is only open from 11:30 to 14:30 during the lecture period, but for the later hours you can still go to the Campus Vita. It is open until 6 p.m, but the menu changes only weekly and often repeats itself. Please also note that the opening hours are different on Fridays and during the non-lecture period.
Now that you know where you can stuff your face with all kinds of delicacies, it's probably also important to know about all the places where you can seek some peace and silence to study for upcoming exams or where you can write your term papers. The most obvious place to go when you want to study is the university library. I really like to go study there for my exams because of the focused atmosphere and the quietness. No one is really bothering anyone and everyone's goal seemingly is to get stuff done. If you're also interested in having a really nice view while you study, go all the way up to the third story of the library. Not only do you have a complete outlook over most of the HHU, but also some parts of Bilk. The university library is the most popular place to study, which is why it can get pretty crowded in there, especially during the weekend and the afternoon. If you want to avoid the onslaught, try going to the library in the evening. But if you can't make it during the evening, don't worry, there are other possibilities which you can consider. For example, the Selbstlernzentrum is a good alternative to the library. It is located in building 2621 on level 1 and is open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m, but only on weekdays. While you won't have quite the same view from there as in the library, you'll find the same silence and concentrated energy there. So if it's too crowded in the library, you might want to consider paying the Selbstlernzentrum a visit. Another possibility is to go to the Verbandsbibliothek of your faculty, where you can not only study for your exams, but can also find literature that is specific to your studies. The Verbandsbibliothek of the Philosophical Faculty, for example, is located in building 2421 and is open from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m, only during weekdays, of course. Just check out if your faculty has a Verbandsbibliothek. If all else fails, it's sure to be a good place to study to fall back on.
After a good session of exam preparation, you also need to relax, so I will tell you about the best places to get some time off of studying. The first one is in front of the Ökonomikum, where you can relax while having a nice view at the lake and maybe sunbath a little on a sunny day. Regarding sunbathing, the lawn at the opposite of the library is also a good option, and on the way to the building 2311, there are a lot of benches under trees if you want to get out of the sun. If you are tired of being on the campus, then you can also go to the botanical gardens and take a stroll through it.
Now I'm going to talk about all of the important websites which you need to master your daily life at university, starting with the most important one, Ilias. Ilias is the place where your lecturers upload material for your seminar, but also where you can hand in homework, do the end tests, practice tests, quizzes, upload files to share with others, and from which you can send emails with your student address. Ilias usually stays the same after the semester ends, so if you still want to check out that interesting article your lecturer uploaded, you still can. The second most important website on our list is the HIS-LSF. The HIS-LSF is the place where you can create your timetable for each semester and where you can look up email addresses of your lecturers or look up possible room changes for your seminar. You'll mostly need the HIS-LSF at the beginning of the semester, but once you have memorized all of your rooms, you'll mostly ignore it for the rest of the semester. Closely following the HIS-LSF on our list is the student portal. You use the student portal to sign up for exams, look up your exam results and the transfer data for the semester fee. So you mostly use it only at the end of the semester. Another website worth mentioning is the Semester Apparat. Remember when I said that Ilias mostly stays the same after the semester ends? Well, the Semester Apparat doesn't. Due to copyright issues, all of the materials on the Semester Apparat get deleted once the semester ends. To get into the Semester Apparat for a certain seminar, you'll need a user ID and a password, which the lecturer will mostly share at the beginning of the semester. Finally, the last website I want to talk about is Roundcube. Roundcube is the main mail provider on campus, from which you can send emails to your lecturers. To log into Roundcube, simply use your student ID and password.
After talking about the main topics, I will give you some more useful tips. Write your name and your matriculation number on your Mensa card. This way, someone may return it if you lose it. Also, download the AJTU app. You can look at the weekly canteen plan, view the campus map and get general information quickly. If you don't have a printer, there are various locations on the campus where you can print out your stuff. There is at least one printer at each library on the campus. For example, at the copy shop in the Verbandsbibliothek Naturwissenschaften. Also, try out different routes. The most obvious way to the seminar room might not be the shortest, so take a look around and save yourself some time in the morning.
Now let's talk about some things you shouldn't do in your very first year of university, or when you go to university in general. The first don't I have for you is, don't sign up for 8:30 seminars, if you know that you're not an early bird and you have a choice, of course. In my experience with 8:30 seminars, I'll force myself to go the first few sessions, but will always find a weak excuse to avoid getting up so early. So if you can help it, try to avoid 8:30 seminars at all costs. The next don't on my list goes out to all those studying English studies. Don't start studying for your basis module exam on the very last minute. Most of these exams cover a lot of stuff, so try to get a head start on your studies by keeping up with all of the materials during the semester. So at the end of the semester, you only have to repeat the materials you accumulated over the course of the semester. Another important tip is, don't try to deal with your problems on your own. The Student and Service Center offers a lot of help, no matter if it's in regard to your studies, like fear of exams, or psychological problems like depression or uncertainties in your life.
And this already brings us to the end of our podcast. We hope it will help you get successfully through your student life here at the HHU. So thank you for listening and goodbye.